Let's get personal, personal. I wanna get personal. Keeping up with the Calvaries, yeah.
Keeping up with the Calvaries. Hello, good morning.
You've got to listen to Keeping Up with the Calvaries on cliffcentral.com.
All right.
I'm not letting James
settle down, settle down. Oh. Is everyone plugged in? Is everyone plugged in?
No, I have to deal with a husband like this. Now I have to deal with a mic. Oh, but Duncan's coming to the rescue.
Duncan always comes to the rescue.
Duncan.
All right, settle down, settle down.
Sorry, Bern, we got to have a fight over this. First of all, you're a married woman, and I've had the hots for Duncan for how long now?
At least since we started this show.
You know I'm a horny twat. You know what I've got to do.
Now, listen here. Damon's not here. Doesn't mean you can go out of control and start using filth words, okay?
Okay.
Because there's some rules. There's some rules that he's been too nervous to express to you, which I do in a passive-aggressive, manipulative way on his behalf.
Why? What have I done? I can't see your face. We need to drop these
things. There's a lot of things going on here. You know why? Because my daughter's here today. Alexa's here. Hi, Alexa. She's smiling.
Alex.
She's very happy. She's eating her healthy McDonald's chips, and she's playing with her Melissa and Doug magnetic toys, and she's a happy girl. She's even smiling.
McDonald's is so nutritious.
You know what? I have limitations here. I had limitations. I had time limitations. There were issues. When I was about to leave the house, she went mental. But back to Duncan. And
yes,
you,
let's go back to Duncan.
And your TWAT. Ooh. Listen, what are you doing with liquids here in the studio, Lorraine?
I always drink liquids in the studio. Don't you attack me today. I'm ready for you.
You ready for me?
I'm ready for you today.
I want to see it, sister. I do.
Oh,
no, the power is still on.
Load shedding.
Shift Central is sponsored by a generator. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Woo! Yeah, I know there was that awkward moment because all the lights went off. But yeah, so Lord Damon, Damon's got some issues. He's got issues with your swearing. He's got issues with your talking to people outside the window. He's got issues with...
I just have to say, last week's show, it sounded like an attack.
On Lorraine, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It was like everybody was on my back last week.
And it's because we can't communicate with you properly. I've said to Damon, if there are things that bother you about Lorraine and me, you need to explain it to her. This is why she didn't want to be on the show initially, because she felt it would be like the two of us against her.
Well, that's what I felt like last week. I'm not going to lie.
And you know what? I agree with you, and I'm sorry about that. And I think
I don't accept apologies. I want flowers.
Okay, all right. Alexa brought one on the way. She brought a little hydrangea, if you want one. We've got it stuck in my mother's knitted doll. Anyway, knitted doll. But yeah,
okay,
I think
Duncan, I'd like to say, when I didn't listen to the show again, but I kind of left
you
here last
week.
Yeah, because I have a laugh and I'm like hectic at the moment.
Are you making money? Are you becoming a Gupta?
No, we've been... No, are you mad?
Man alive.
No, you know what? So, Dunk, tell me what you thought of last week's show.
Because every week I need to cut out a snippet of the show so we can play it on Gareth Cliff's show in the morning. So I have to listen to the whole show. And when I did... It did really sound like...
It wasn't good. It wasn't our finest moment.
I came to the conclusion that before Damon and Bernice go to sleep every night, some of their pillow talk is the show and how they'd like it to go. And maybe...
I agree
with you. Yeah, that's
what I'm thinking. I do need to say that's overestimating our organizational abilities. It's just, you know, Damon, he's not here, so we can say whatever we want about him. Damon is very petty, and there are things that worry him. And because he's passive-aggressive and a very, very, like, docile person, he can't address these things directly with the person, including me, by the way. I mean, they're things that he'll come up after like 2-3 years, which he's been harboring for ages. And I mean, we're married. So yeah, so they're things that for whatever reason he feels that he can't discuss. And I say, well, let's go for a croissant, a chocolate croissant, and discuss these issues. And you and me and Laura are going to have an end of year Christmas party. And we're going
to
have
SMS'd me to go for a coffee.
Because I was sick of his nagging, totally annoyed with his...
He tells me,
he lectures me no end what I do wrong on the show, right? He doesn't like it when I put on a black accent. He thinks that that's very, very rude, okay? Which I think is crazy because I like my accent. Anyway, but he thinks it comes across as offensive. The second thing that he doesn't like is that what else doesn't he like? I don't know,
well,
he just goes
you know
on
what?
And on and on.
People have got to accept people for who and what they are. It's not that I'm being malicious. A good swear or two every so often is very good for the soul. I'm sorry. Okay?
I agree.
It's really good for the soul. What was the other thing that he's moaning about?
He says you swear. He says you talk to people out of the window.
Which has nothing to do with the show.
Which has nothing to do
with the way,
show.
Lorraine.
Okay. Lorraine. This has nothing to do with the show.
Okay. So
but Duncan does it better.
Okay. We'll do it, Duncan.
Oh, well, I'd like to inform you that we just got a message from Josh. Our biggest fan. You just
cock
wanna,
Josh.
Cock Josh.
Cock Josh.
Did Damon get the picture of his cock?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Just want to read the message.
No, sorry, is that word not a swear word?
I think it's become integrated because he's like a character, hey?
Yeah, cock
but
Josh.
I agree with Lorraine. It's marginal. It's
yeah,
marginal.
We have to be careful. Okay, go.
Hello, ladies. Luckily, Damon is away today and you can swear and talk about all the COCK, the whole show. So get into that immediately. Man alive! Love that, Josh. Love that. I love it. Okay, so it's the swearing, it's the window talk.
I'm happy to stop the window talk.
But you know what? My issue with you is that you and Damon talk about money all the time, and it makes me so uncomfortable. What?
But we need to know why.
Because we don't have that much money.
We definitely don't have that much money. Okay, we are just like sad and poor. But it's more that I think it's like alienating. You know, it's like you.
I have this and you don't have that.
Or like this flat costs this amount, and we don't know what people or you guys or you out there can afford or not. So I feel uncomfortable with the money thing, and I think it also feeds into the stereotypes that people have about you.
So you think I talk that I have so much money?
No. You just. Like all the time. Like if something comes up, Damon will say, "How much did it cost?" And then you'll say, "Well, Dr. Adno cost 450 rand an hour."
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. And it's just it's like kind of buying into that cliche, you know. And then the Jewish geography gets on my nerves. So we're just getting it all out, doll. It's good. It's good
you
stuff.
You know what?
What do I do? Just lay it on me. What do I do?
Ooh, we're hitting on a nerve.
Well,
no,
if you must know, let me tell you what.
Because people are normally too scared to tell me things because I come across as aggro.
You know what? Let me tell you one thing, Bern. I am not scared of you. One thing is for sure. I'm not scared of anybody. I will tell you what it is, when it is, how it is, when I like, and if you like it and if you don't like
Aren't
it.
Aren't you scared of some of your clients?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. All right.
Definitely not scared of my clients.
So you are fearless?
I'm not fearless. I was petrified of spiders. But I mean, I believe that if you can't say what you feel
say
and what
it.
You...
Say it. Lay it on.
Okay. I get aggravated with you. In fact, I was very pissed off with you a couple of weeks ago because I said, your guy that's living with you, what's his name?
Cello
was here. We were anything. I said, come to the yellow couch. Let's have a picture so we can put it up. No, he said in this very snooty tone going, no, I would prefer, or some sarcastic tone going, I would prefer not, or I don't do photos or something. And I'm going, like, you don't have to see who you are. Like, even if your hand's up or whatever the case might be, it's just nice for our Facebook page.
I hear you.
And I just thought that we are a team and we are a loving family.
I agree with you. And
but
I love you.
But the biggest
you.
Issue here
I
is,
do, I love
is her
you.
Job.
Thank
She's
you,
just concerned about her job.
No, but she doesn't have to put a face in. Like, even if it's, like, I saw a picture on my face, on my phone of her feet, and I thought, well, let me put it up on Facebook last night and go.
My feet you can do.
Yeah, so I said, well, let me put it up and say, this is part of Bern. Do you know what I mean? So, like, just like something, even if it's a hand, an arm.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I don't expect your face. I respect what you stand for with your business, and fair enough.
What do I don't know what I stand for.
Well, you don't want to be seen out there because of your company.
Yes.
So that's I respect completely.
So I'm like the Stig. And that guy on the other side of that fence in that 80s sitcom, you never saw his face. He just used to talk to that irritating man.
I know that one. I love that one when he used to sit with the hat.
Such a naffy program.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it didn't come from a bad... Okay, well, I think... Can I address that?
You can address it.
Well, that's the thing. The other thing about Bernice is that she thinks she can address everything and she will be right in her address.
Oh.
But is she?
Well, when I said, can I respond? Can I respond?
Respond.
Thanks, respond. Thanks. No fighting. Okay.
So the first issue is I have bad body image. So generally speaking, I don't like being photographed because I feel like I don't photograph well. So it's coming from a place of insecurity.
Okay.
You know, and whenever I'm in photographs, I always make sure I'm in the middle of the photo because the person in the middle always looks the thinnest. If you're on the edge of the photo, you look like a hippo, right? That's a good trick for people out, for everybody. All right. Then the second issue is, I'm not quite, you know, this thing that I do with you guys, I love it, I enjoy it, but I'm not 100% resolved in terms of, you know, it's not my job. So I still need to respect where I'm coming from with that. And then I think lastly, when I'm here, I actually have to take time off work. So I'm literally bolting in and bolting out, and I don't often have the time to do chit chat and to socialize and to do extra things. Today, of course, I have more than enough time because I'm on leave. I'm here with Alexa. I've got a whole bunch of things I need to do today. So let's talk about it afterwards.
So let's have a photograph afterwards. Even if it's just you and me and we comp damn on in somewhere.
Today I look the fattest ever.
No.
No. Don't be so hard on yourself.
You know what? You've got to stop that burn. You know what?
Self-esteem issues.
Yes,
so get over it. You know what? Okay. Before I've turned 50, I also had those things. Like, I've got to stand on a certain position in a photograph and my stomach. And you know what? I was about to swear, but I don't care anymore.
Do you know people think that you are Damon's wife, by the way?
I know.
They don't know the difference. And in a way, it's okay because you are his radio wife.
No, but it's not okay. I must just tell you, somebody said to me the other day, are you Damon's wife? I said, no, man alive.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, what do you feel about that, my bad?
You know what? I trust Damon so implicitly. He has such low energy levels. I don't think he would even, and he has no, he would not even find the animus, which in Latin is the intention to do anything
because
naughty.
Of what you just said. Now I'm thinking that he just might go through with it just to prove a point to you.
I don't know what to say.
My thing is that I wouldn't. There we go. That was a bit quiet from everybody.
That is interesting. Now, I'll tell you why I find that interesting. Because it's not your obligation to withhold, but you clearly feel some kind of loyalty to the female gender where you don't feel that you must dip your finger into somebody else's coffee cup.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's respect for both you and him.
Because, you know,
he might just lose it one day. No, he would never.
Like one day when I'm off in some obscure place, like seeing a call.
I don't think so.
Let me call Lorraine.
Let me call Lorraine.
His mother.
Oh, my mother.
Your mother.
My mother. Oh, gosh, it's so confusing.
Oh, no, we lost you there.
It's so confusing.
I was just saying that...
Damon.
Like, once Damon is feeling lonely and you're not around, he just might say...
Like Lorraine says, booty call.
Well, you said it.
Booty call.
No, I don't think Damon thinks
like
that.
He doesn't have it in him. He's not the type.
No.
And I don't know if there are types out there, but good on you that you're prepared to withhold, because I don't think women feel the obligation. I think they feel that it's up to the man to make the decision, man or partner or whoever, to make the decision as to whether or not they're going to, you know, cheat. And good for you for saying, you know, bad karma, I'm not going to cheat. I can't do it.
I got to say that I did it once.
Really?
Oh.
And it wasn't very nice. I mean, I didn't know the wife, but I did it once or twice, and it was just not, doesn't sit
was
with
it
me
two
many.
Times or three times? How many times?
Because it started off with once. I mean, Duncan has
a
point.
It was
a
long period. It was a couple of months, okay?
Really?
So let's
have a look at that. So what went through your mind? Did you kind of think to yourself, this dude has made the decision that he wants a bit of me, and therefore I'm not involved. This is his decision. I'm not wrecking his... He probably wasn't going to leave his wife. It was probably just like a fling for him. And you didn't think that, no, she's giving... What, tell me.
You know what?
Was it serious?
Let me tell you that I'd met him when I was about 20, and we'd dated then, and I really was mad about him. I was mad about him then, and I left to go overseas for 3 months. And when I got back, I never heard from him. And then I found out a year later he got married. So there we go. I moved on. And 20-something years later, this man pops back up into my life. So we kind of had like a little thing going. And he was not happy. He was very unhappily married.
Is he still...
No, he's not.
He's so not married or not unhappy. Is he divorced?
Yes,
he's
my divorced. Next question.
So can't you move in there now?
No. No, I went. We did it for about 8 months. And man alive, I nearly died. He was, first of all, he drove. He was boring. He was just, the sex wasn't great. It was just, it wasn't worth. It wasn't worth the admin and like, oh no, I can't see you now and it's a Saturday afternoon and let's do it then. You know, and I just like can't go out for dinner. You know, it wasn't worth it. And one day I'll never forget, when's Liberation Day in America?
Fourth of July,
he comes to my flat. I said to him, please can I have my key back and goodbye.
And you've spoken about this guy before. You definitely have, because you spoke about this guy who was so utterly boring. You just couldn't do it.
No, completely man alive. Really.
Wait, I mean, you just told him, did you tell him that he's boring or you just left
she
him?
Did,
no, I told
she did.
Him.
Because I'd rather prefer it. You told him what he could have done more instead of just bringing him down.
I just said to him.
What do you think?
I didn't bring him down.
Okay.
Listen, this guy's a sleaze. Honestly, I feel nothing for him. You could say what the hell you wanted to him. He deserved a massive clap. You see, I don't think it was up to you. I don't think you went in there trying to break up this marriage.
No, I didn't.
If it happened, it happened. But he was the one who had the obligation to not do anything because it was his contract with his wife.
Completely. So it had nothing to do with me. And he kept on saying, oh, I can't bear it. I can't hate going home. I hate her.
I just want to say, if I was in a marriage and I was having an affair with someone else, I'd say all the things that he said to you just to make you feel good.
But then a year later, he walked out on her after me.
Oh, I guess he was telling the truth.
He was telling the truth. And he's a really nice guy.
Like an authentic person.
He's very bright. But and that's what I loved about him. I love a clever man. Give me a clever man.
Shame. Then you won't get on well, Damon.
We got a Christmas tree in there.
There's a Christmas tree. At least it's not even a Christmas tree. It's a ficus that they've like dangled stuff off.
Yeah, there's a cracker.
But it's cute.
There,
and it's got like a Star of David at the top.
No, man. There's six stars on that. Six corners or something.
No, five. It's a penta star. Yeah. Something.
So anyway, I want to go back to a confession that I was going to confess that probably Damon's going to listen to this. So.
I think this is a good game. All right. So we all have to do a confession.
Oh.
And there has to be like a genre of this confession.
Duncan, you're not going to like this confession.
Because, you know, this is the thing. Because I know that you're into the sexy stuff and like you wanted your own show so that you could do the sexy stuff. But we'll let you bring a little bit of in it. A little bit.
I'm going to get my own Sean Cliff Central if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, yeah. That's like
remember that. Even if it's on a Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
That's what they might give you. You can talk about your blowjobs then.
Yeah, definitely.
Your confession.
It's a confession. And I was going to tell Damon, it was such a weird thing. I've known
Gareth. You had a sexy dream of him.
No, man. I have sexy dreams about Gareth all the time. But Gareth and I have been friends for like 10 years.
Mm.
And I used to say to Rina, who's this Damon? He's Jewish, he's chunky.
Maybe he's for you.
Maybe he's for me. And I wanted to meet him desperately.
100%. Funnily enough, that is how I met Damon. That is how I met him. He was dating this other woman called Maurice.
Don't mention names.
No. It wasn't working out. She was like kind of religious. He's kind of into Palestine. It wasn't going to work. Okay. The Palestinian. Anyway, and this friend of mine would tell me about Maurice and Damon and how they're spending all this time together. And he worked on 5FM and he'd written all this interesting stuff on, you know, quite critical stuff. And I thought, what is he doing with her? He sounds perfect for me. And that's exactly how we met.
Really?
We kind of like maneuvered this thing. And then after the two of them broke up after about 2 or 3 weeks, her sister-in-law also had this idea that he would work well for me. He's kind of chunky. He's a tall guy. I like tall guys. He's got glasses. I love glasses. He's interesting. I'm interesting, weird, you know, so let's meet. And that's how it happened.
Well, I just thought that it was also going to be perfect for me until you swept him from underneath me.
You didn't move fast enough, Cece. Yeah, you must.
I was very slow.
I'm telling you. But you know,
so Damon really has got like all these chicks running after him,
and he doesn't even know. But you know what? It would have worked with you and him, I reckon. It would have worked because he likes his sugar mommies, and I think you're a bit of a sugar mommy type. You'd like swoop in and care for him, and he loves being taken care of.
I would have taken him down in a week. Okay.
Do you know Damon?
First of all, he dresses badly, and I'm into fashion. What is that?
No, but you would have sorted that out. That's just minor. That's he needs to be groomed. I try to groom him. I do his nose, his ears, and his...
Asshole.
No. Oh, God, no. I can't go there. Do you know how precious...
Smelly.
This is bad, hey? He's not on the show, and all we're doing is we're, like, laying into him. This is just, like, I'm finding this...
It's what we needed.
You know what? Yeah, he needed some release. He's got some poor, suffering woman who waxes him called Melinda someone or other who goes down there and does that. I won't do it.
No, I don't blame you. But I wouldn't do that either myself.
He hasn't done it in a while.
And a pedicure and a manicure?
You know, the thing about him is he picks at himself. So he picks at his nails and his fingernails and his toes.
Bless.
And you can't even get... And poor Alexa outside playing with Amy. It's like the Cliff Central creche today. It's very cute. I forgot what I wanted to say now.
Pedicure, manicure, massage. I'm not more
working.
Alexa's also a picker. She's a picker.
No, you must stop it now. It's not a look. Eh?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get her to stop picking at things. And, you know, she'll like have a little scab and she'll pick up the scab.
I just want to stop you at this moment. I don't want to run down your husband.
It's okay.
But are you a teeny bit concerned, that I've given this confession to you that I've said, you know, it makes no difference.
Not even slightly. I mean, I think I'm quite flattered, actually. But also, your confession was simply based on convenience. It's like he sounded good. It was like, yeah, he sounds pretty good. He's this, he's that. You know, it seems that if you're still kind of hankering after him, after having met him and seen his toes and his nose and whatever.
And he's sitting here
with his book hanging, his like hairy book that like hangs over his pants a bit. But you know, Law, I think we need to find you someone. I mean, there must be someone out there for you.
I was thinking the other day, keeping up with the Calvaries, we could start introducing men, potential BFs for Law over here. But Damon was like, No, bad idea. So I don't know what you think about that.
He doesn't want to make a shidduch for me. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, so
We can try and get some sponsors for like dinners out.
Sponsors later, man. Sponsors later.
Really? I mean, let's see what comes through in the WeChat. Maybe you want to give yourself a bit of a punt.
Okay, well, should I talk a little bit about who I am and what I am and what I like?
Okay, but don't bore us to tears. Just do it quickly.
No. The most important thing...
No one with a tattoo, please. We all know your story about how you like men with tattoos.
I love men with tattoos.
Let me tell you,
if I had to find five things that I want out of a man, okay, five things.
Can I try guess them?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we know intelligence.
Okay, that is number one.
Only because you told us. They've got to be, I don't think ethnicity is important, but you might prefer a guy who's Afrikaans or Jewish or Portuguese, like some kind of ethnic link, but that's not one of the five. Am I sort of there? All right.
Yeah. They've got to be I do like Burra Peel.
They've got to be like big and like a bit chunky maybe.
Yes.
Okay, is that two?
Yes.
All right. Is age an issue?
I would prefer somebody younger than me so he can just keep up with me.
But he's going to want to have kids. And by the look of your sweating face this morning, I think you're on the other side of menopause. The wrong side of menopause. So that, all right. So a guy.
I am on the wrong side of menopause. I don't want to have children. So there's not even an option on that one. Right. No kids.
But is that part of the fight that he's got to want no kids? No, not really. It's more like a hygiene factor. It's got to be there. It's not even a discussion issue. Okay, so far we've established intelligence.
He doesn't have to be much younger than me. I'm 52. I'm quite old. I mean, somebody's 45, 50. I'm in there.
Okay, all right. Like so sort of 40s. Got
in
it.
In underwear.
30 would also be world.
Okay, so we've dealt with appearance, ethnicity, and intelligence. He's got to be witty.
You got to know me.
Well, you know radio.
So now, Law, tell me.
Wife.
Bernice, from that list that you have, do you know any potential candidates maybe that we could call now maybe and give them an audition, Rob, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe we should open up an audition line.
Yeah.
An audition line.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, can I finish my five? So let me go.
Okay, I've done three.
Okay, can I finish?
We've done witty, intelligence, and chunky.
Funny.
Isn't that witty? That's witty.
No, witty, you've got to be wit. Wit is different. I think because it comes with intelligence, but humor is very
good.
You've
only got five, darling. Okay, so you're not going to use a fourth one on humor and wit. Okay, so let's combine wit and humor. Now you've still got two more.
I'm not even fussy because I think I can go up to about four. And just somebody who wants to...
Someone who's kind.
You know, I don't want to be beaten up for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
I think you're a very kind person.
No, I'm a very kind person. So somebody's kind and who wants to love me, who wants to just think that I am the best thing on 2 feet.
But that's a hygiene factor.
And then
I also
need somebody with a lot of style. I need somebody who's a little bit creative, who's got a little bit of fashion sense.
Let's not say style. Let's say interesting.
No, I need style. Oh, God, is WeChat going ballistic?
You know what? I think, you know what, Lord, the style you can deal with. Someone who's open-minded, someone who's interesting. You know, if you look at someone like Damon, he has no style, zero style.
It's okay.
Damon's not you.
But he has his own style. He's an interesting guy. He's unique in a certain way.
No, he is.
You need a person who's a bit classy, a bit unique, a bit of a something.
He needs to be a businessman. He needs to be. I love somebody who's got a career and who's career oriented, that works hard. Because I'm like that. I need to be stimulated all the time, physically and emotionally.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay, so have we got anybody on WeChat coming up?
Well, Andy. Woo, Andy, our friend. How are your balls, Andy? Remember last week Andy had sore balls. He did. And he was wrapping his balls in a warm towel and he couldn't walk. And we said he had to go to the doctor. Damon said he had to go to the doctor. I said he didn't. I said he could go to his son Gorma because he was bewitched. But let's see what he has to say there. Ooh, 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 man alive. You ladies, you make better use of today. I can't read it. It's too far from me. Oh my gosh, now it's all off. You're going to have to read it there.
I haven't got my glasses.
You know what, Andy, those witches just unfortunately did something to our Samsung here. But you know what, Andy's a serious fan. Andy loves us.
Well, I could love Andy. Where are you, Andy? I can't see you.
Andy's ethnic.
Okay, you ladies better make use of today's show. I can't, my eyes are
okay.
So,
you know
as
what?
I urge you,
you know
to
what?
Behave like our crazy baboons here in Cape Town, because Damon isn't.
That is so cute. Andy is in Cape Town.
His balls are healed. Thanks to Damon, I went to the doctor. Great show.
Andy,
love you.
Andy, I'm so happy because, you know, I don't think by the looks of things you live in Cape Town and there aren't many Sangomas there. In fact, there are not many black people in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Duncan?
I just think that Cape Town is a posh place that the majority of the black people can afford to stay in. How's that?
I think you're right.
I'm coming to Cape Town next week, Andy.
Andy, you're keen. Your balls are healed.
Andy, give us a call and tell us 5 things you'd like to do to Lorraine.
Andy, spot us your cell phone number. I think we can sort this out.
Definitely.
What are you going to do to Lorraine, Andy? Phone us and tell me. Phone what you're going to do to me.
Right. Keeping up with the Calvaris. Lorraine Maisel, Bernice Calvary. We'll be back right now.
Duncan, what's your surname?
Mabaso.
Mabaso.
Duncan Mabaso.
That's it right there. We'll be back right after the break.
Hottie and Young. Hello.
Hi.
Are we back?
We are back.
I'm trying to put my headphones on again.
Oh,
sorry.
Please, not this again.
Sorry for me.
Are you plugged in?
I'm plugged in.
Yeah, there you go.
But Duncan, don't you want to congratulate me? Because I never get PT about this microphone and the headphones. I just deal with it.
Yeah.
Give us some credit where credit's due. Go on, Dan.
I want some credit.
No, well done. Congratulations. You handle it very well.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And
So I want to know, Duncan, what are you doing for the holidays?
Are
you taking leave? Are you going away?
No leave for me. I'll probably be here. Is it? Making sure that everything sounds good.
Is Josie your home or do you have another home?
Actually, I was I'm a Josie kind of guy.
Okay.
I am from Joburg. Soweto, Diepkloof.
Diepkloof, yeah.
But then my parents are the parents that made it and were able to move out of Soweto.
Okay.
Into another.
So do they live in Enanda or Sandhurst?
No.
Or Randburg?
Oh, God, no. We still are.
Rand Park Ridge.
We are still in the ghetto, but not in Soweto.
Are you in Hollywood Heights?
No, I'm in Mogale City.
Mogale City.
What's Mogale City?
It's that place that's always on the news for poor service delivery and stuff.
Oh, no.
I know.
But is that a step up? Explain it to me.
Moving out from Soweto.
So you went from Soweto to Mogale City.
Yes, because most of the homes in Soweto are those RDP homes.
Okay.
Then that's where most of our parents grew up.
Right.
But once our parents got good jobs, they were able to move out and get a loan from the bank.
Right.
And get like a decent home.
Right.
But then why is the service delivery bad there?
Because you pay your rates, don't you? Your parents are solid citizens.
Listen, don't even get me started on this Eskom thing and this rates
in Texas.
They
do, but we all know that the people in the offices.
The other people, yes.
They're just not delivering, so...
Don't even start me on that.
DA delivers.
How's the load shedding affecting your business, Law?
No, never mind business. My life it's affecting. I was so irritated on Friday night.
Oh, Lorraine. She's going to make it about herself again.
Okay.
I'm joking. That's something she would say.
No, that is something she would say. I'm about to take you over my knee, Duncan, and give you a hiding.
Ooh,
I'm
that sounds quite
like
kinky.
It. Yeah. You know what? Don't even start me. Don't even start me on
it's
this.
It's just so white.
Thing.
It's just so white to complain all the time. White
it's,
people complain
it's not about being white.
All the
no,
time.
It's not about
that's why
white.
The DA works well in Cape Town because they are white. Capetonians are generally white or coloured and all of them complain. They complain all the time. Nothing's right. Nothing's in the old days. And just move with the program. Mellow out.
Burn, you can't move with the program. You know what? We all, black, white, pink, green, yellow, orange. We all pay our dues in this country and we deserve to get electricity and water.
I have different views on this.
Basic. Whoa, don't stop. This is going to be fun.
It's okay.
So
it's
not,
okay.
Not everyone deserves water. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah?
What I'm saying is that this country is still a developmental country. In 20 years ago, when apartheid was phased out and we got a new government, there wasn't a recognition from white people that there were two South Africas. There's a developed South Africa and an undeveloped South Africa. And the ANC government had an enormous task at hand to try and integrate both. I mean, you go to Cape Town, you don't feel like you live in South Africa. You feel like you're in another country. You feel like you're overseas. It's a totally different environment. Whereas everywhere else in South Africa, I reckon it's different. Just bear that in mind when you go down to Cape Town.
I bear that in mind completely. That's why I wanted to buy somewhere in Cape Town.
Okay, there you go. So you've got the situation where we've got two completely different countries in one, but we've got the need to integrate all of these social problems that we have. And I think as a result, you know, you've got to acknowledge that certain things happened around 1994 where, I don't want to get into too much of a lecture, but basically whatever happened with Eskom happened. We lost staff, we lost planning ability, we lost scenario planning, and our country
but
doesn't
why?
Have that anymore.
No,
and that's why we're in the situation.
Ahead.
I know some black people that are very old folks that were much happier during the apartheid regime than they are right now.
Completely.
I don't know what to say about that.
You know what?
Really,
I just believe that the people on the, and I'm going to call it the mothership.
The prison is in their heads, Duncan.
The mothership. No. The mothership needs to look after their people. And their people are here. Whatever color we are all growing as a nation, all as one. You need to look after everybody. Everybody needs two things.
No one's doubting any of this.
Water and electricity for us to all live. And people who don't pay the electricity must have it cut off.
I think Eskom's done what they can do. I think they've put out load shedding, timetables. There's alternative energy being built in various parts of the country. There are wind farms being built up the West Coast.
But hang on a second. When did they start doing this? 2 months ago.
But that's the issue. So let's look at why this wasn't done. I think it wasn't done because there's a skills deficit and because we lost skills.
No,
Duncan looks like he's falling asleep,
the thing
actually.
The thing about it is that most of the people that are in power don't actually deserve to be there because they don't have the necessary qualifications.
Completely. So
that's why they find it very harder to handle whatever situation occurs within their office.
Well, why is it that they don't have those qualifications?
If you look at our president...
Apartheid?
It's
because of apartheid.
No, it's got nothing to do with apartheid. It's got nothing to do with apartheid.
I don't think so. Black people in this country were prohibited from attending universities. They were prohibited from active involvement in the workplace. Of course, suddenly when you start transitioning from 1994 and empowering an entire...
It's got to do with employing the people who have got the brains and who have got...
And it doesn't matter if you're white, black...
pink or green.
As long as you've, if you've got the papers.
If you've got the skill and the brain, then you get employed. It's not about apartheid. Move over from apartheid. It's over. It's done with.
No, I will not move over from apartheid.
Apartheid is done.
People, and I don't understand how you and Duncan Mabaso are moving over so quickly. Why am I the one? Why am I the only Mlungu in the studio who's defending the rights of the people to hold on to the patent of apartheid?
Why are you? Tell us. Why are you?
Because I think that people end up with very short memories. They forget. They don't understand context. They don't understand why things have happened in a specific way. And they just reduce things in the most simplistic manner.
Burn. So we as Jews must hold on to the fact that we had a Nazi concentration camp.
Okay, that was 100 years ago.
It does.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't 100 years ago. It ended in 1943.
Okay.
No, don't hold on to everything.
But having said that, in Germany, they do hold on to it. There's a recognition that this was a terrible thing that happened. And as a result, you'll find that one of the biggest donors to modern Israel is actually Germany. Because they acknowledge exactly what they did to an entire nation of people.
But you've got
to
move on from
that. I don't want to move on. I want to continue to acknowledge what's happened until everyone in this country is equal and until poverty is not an issue. I mean, I'm not...
There's going to be poverty everywhere.
Poverty is going to be here forever.
Yeah, but the whole point of all of this is to try and bridge the gap between poverty and privilege. And South Africa has got the highest... Have you ever heard of something called a Gini coefficient?
No.
A Gini coefficient is it's a measure of inequality. South Africa and I think Brazil have got the highest measures of inequality in the world between the richest and
India?
The poorest people. No, not India. India have done amazing things in terms of building universities, giving free education. And I mean, India was post-colonial much earlier than South Africa. I mean, when did India become decolonized by the British? It was like somewhere in the, I don't know.
Wasn't it in the like late 60s,
something
early
like
70s?
That. But I mean, South Africa's in this situation for 20 years. And I know that sounds like a long time. But
it's not a long time.
It's not even a generation.
It's not long. It is not long. But Bern, you know
okay,
what?
But you
I
know
just
what?
Think we need
you know
to
what?
Move
I'm just,
on.
I'm just making all of you look stupid.
No,
so
you're not.
Quite frankly, if you can't compete with me on this intellectual level, let's move on and talk about something else.
It's not.
That's the thing about Bernice.
How can you go under like that? That is not okay to do that.
Because I feel like I'm boring you.
No, you're not boring me. I hear
to,
what you,
I
know
have
what?
To tell you
I hear
funny,
what you have
okay.
to say.
But I do have a very funny story.
Oh, here we go. Do we have ADD in this?
We
in
do.
This
we
studio?
Do. I'm just trying
but
to, you know what? Focused. We're not going to agree. You're never going to vote for the ANC. Duncan and Lorraine.
You know what?
You are
if
not
there was
ANC
a correct president,
supporters.
If the correct president was in the ANC, I would vote for it. In fact, I voted for the ANC.
Good for you.
What?
Wow. Yes.
Your vote is your secret.
That's
but thank you for
but
sharing
it. But
when
this particular person, this president of ours came into this country, I stopped. Because it's not okay. It's just about him, not about his people.
And his 8 wives. How many wives?
12.
I think he's on 18 now.
18 wives.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man alive.
You see, Damon could not cope
can't
with
18
wives. Can't
I have 18
wives.
Husbands?
He can barely cope with
well,
one
I,
wife.
I don't
know. I want 18 husbands too. And I want to build a...
Wow.
What
Melissa,
happened?
What now?
There is such a sexy blonde woman who's just popped up on a WeChat. Melinda Kutzer says, is Duncan single? I thought it actually said Damon, so I thought I'd ignore it. Is Duncan single? He has an amazing radio voice. Yum,
and
I
got to
tell
you, Melissa, that I've always had a little crush on him. He's got a sexy...
He is very...
No, I think the thing about Law is she just wants to sleep with me. It's not a crush where we'd have like an actual relationship. I think she just wants to bed me.
Bed you. So tell me, Duncan, are you single?
Yes, I have been for the past 2 months.
Two whole months. Two that's like a quarter of your life.
Yeah, man, it's...
Duncan's a youngster, oh, though, hey? You're like, what, 22?
I'm on 24 at
he's
the
24.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
You know what? That he's half my age.
He's got muscles.
Do you know how 24 he's... into 52 go?
Duncan, should we take a photo of you? He is so... We're going to take a photo of Duncan and Lorraine just so that
he's
everybody
blushing.
Knows what we're dealing
he's
with.
Blushing,
don't Melissa. You want to know what happened or why I broke
he's
up with my last girlfriend?
Sorry, man. I just assumed you're 22, so who cares? You do this 100 times before you find the right one.
Well, I try not to do it 100 times. Yeah. I try to find a meaningful relationship and find someone special, but these women just keep walking all over me. I think maybe I'm just...
Okay, so let's hear about it.
I come on too hard. I don't know. Well, I was seeing her for the past year.
Okay.
Then luckily, I was in a taxi with one of her friends.
Okay.
Then me and her friend started speaking. Then I found out that she's been seeing this other guy.
I see.
For the past 5 years. So I've been like her sidekick, her side dish.
And you thought this was like a serious relationship?
We did it. I came in her all the time.
Okay, now that's a lot of detail. I hear you. But have you been checked out now?
That is bloody brilliant.
Have you been checked out?
I don't want to lie. For the last 2 weeks, I've been shit scared.
No, no, you need to then be checked out,
No, listen.
Bro.
Then we had on the first AIDS test. The 1st of December, we had the lady that came in and... then I'm positively negative.
You've got your certificate.
Good for you.
I'm the most negative person.
Okay, but seriously though, okay, that aside, are you going to do that again now? I mean, surely you need to just wisen up and prophylactic.
But what did you say? I just want to know what you said to her. Were you
angry? I told her.
Lorraine
I was like,
doesn't care about the unsafe sex. This is primarily the difference between me and Lorraine.
He's told me that he's negative, so I don't need to carry on. But I want to know what you said to her, because I would have actually taken and I will go and clap her for you.
Well, this
and
is
Lorraine's
what I
said. Rough. She's got tattoos.
I told
She's
that
from the south.
No, yeah. I'm not. I'm from Hillbrow.
She's from Hillbrow.
Look, Duncan can't get a word in edgeway. He's getting very frustrated.
No, yet. Okay. All right, so hang on. So you fell in love with this woman. Thought you were her main man.
Yeah.
And actually she was diddling somebody else full time and you were her sidekick.
Yeah.
But that must have made you feel really unhappy. I mean, that's
unworthily. Worthless. Oh. Not good enough. All those things.
And all those times all I wanted to do was
just bed
throw you on the floor and shake you to the
But Lorraine, you are so horny. You are just so, you're uncontrollably horny.
I know, bless my soul. It's just the way I was born.
But you know what? Maybe the problem that you've got right now is that you're focusing on white men. Maybe you need to start.
I'm not focusing on white men.
What
no,
are you
no,
focusing
no, no,
on?
No, I'm focusing on men.
Okay, but then if that is the case, I can refer you to many, many black men who would like a chunk of you. Because actually, when you start to open it up and you start to go jungle fever, it opens up a whole world of opportunity that you have not exposed yourself to.
Is that something you're open to?
To a black man? Yeah. But he's got to be circumcised. I'm going down. So he's got to have gone to the mountains
the
and
mountains,
been circumcised.
Like Selu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to go to the mountains and get cut and cleaned
well,
and everything.
Well, Duncan is. We know Duncan is.
Are you circumcised, you know Duncan?
No, we've had that conversation
very,
in school.
It's very awkward. You guys can discuss afterwards whether or not the two of you are like suitable for a bit of a...
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. But I think back to Duncan. Okay, so now when you found this out, what did you actually say to this woman?
Well, I took like 2 days without just speaking to her, and then I summed up the courage. Then I told her that I found out that she was seeing someone else while she was seeing me. And then I told her that it sucks that every time we did it, and it was unprotected. You know what I mean?
So that was a big issue.
It was
you,
a big issue for me. Yeah,
I agree with you. That would be the thing that would mess with my mind too.
And then she replied and said, Duncan.
Replied? This was all by SMS. This is so funny.
Where's Facebook?
I didn't want to see her anymore.
Okay,
then she was like, Duncan, when I was with you, I was only with you. So you don't have to worry, but it's cool. You can go for the test, but I've got a feeling that you will be disappointed to find out that you are negative.
But that's a funny answer.
How is that funny?
I've got to give it to her. That's
stupid.
I mean, what? I'll be disappointed to find out that I'm negative.
No, you know what? Okay, so she was cheating on you, which is really, that sucks.
Yeah.
But she was saying to you, you know what, brother? You want to be, she's kind of saying you're being all dramatic. You think you're now positive. You think I'm a repository of HIV virus. Sorry for you. You're going to be disappointed to find out that you're actually going to be negative.
I'll tell you why I thought of that. Because I had a brother who died from the disease.
That's a problem.
You know
Shame,
what I mean?
Man.
So I'm thinking that maybe I'm going to be walking through the same path.
No, and that is just, yeah.
That would be devastating, not just to me, but
your
to my family as well.
Absolutely.
So that's why I was that concerned. But with the answer that you gave me, it's... I don't want anything to do with...
No, I agree with you.
But you know what? I don't even think it's not even about diseases here. It's about how you actually behave when you have a relationship. That is not okay to behave like that. I'm sorry.
So now, Law, going back to the first half of the show, the boring man that you were with, were you having it unprotected?
Yeah.
You see, now that poor wife of his... I mean, you could have been a cesspool of STDs, and here he is dipping his willy into you. And quite frankly, you could be filthy and disgusting, and now he's taking it back home again. And he was probably giving her the same story that Duncan's ex was giving him.
Well, first of all, I know he wasn't sleeping with her.
How do you know that?
Sorry,
do you watch the Crime Channel?
Yes, I do watch the Crime Channel.
Because last night on the Crime Channel, there was a guy sleeping with three people and lying to all of them that he wasn't sleeping with anyone else.
Did they have diseases?
Could have.
Yeah, so now I want to go for my second test.
Okay, so sorry, you know what? We're so ADD in this studio.
Completely.
We were going to play the confession game. Lorraine made a confession.
I think I just made my confession.
Hang on. Yeah. So okay, your confession. So now, Duncan, that you're available.
Yeah.
Can me and Melissa maybe go out and you go out for dinner?
Well, no, I don't know if you can handle both of you.
Yeah, I don't see, man. I couldn't possibly.
Like, I mean, this just no, so much performance anxiety there. Let me say something to
you, Duncan, that you actually, it's such a weird thing, and I have to say this to you. So if your self-esteem has gone down, yes, I might be an overweight white woman with a lot of tattoos and wears crazy clothes and all that stuff.
But and has lots of unprotected sex. Have you been tested for HIV?
Yes, I have.
When was the last time?
I haven't had sex for a long time.
When was the last time? Because literally, if
when
you
I have my blood when I have my diabetic blood test twice a year, I have
an AIDS. That's sexy, yeah.
Or every second year. Yeah.
What are the side effects of diabetes?
I think I'm pre-diabetic. But anyway,
dry mouth, urinations a lot.
Mm. Sexy stuff. This.
Yeah. So let me just go back to saying this to Duncan. Spurn.
Tell me.
I think that there's something about your energy and your face that will attract the most beautiful woman to you. Because I don't know what it is. I fell in love with you the day I met you. Not in any way
I think you're one of the candidates.
Your warmth, your
genuine.
No,
there's something about you. I don't know. I can't explain it to you.
I can explain it.
It's your brain or your intelligence or your...
You've told me to shut up, but can I try explain
no,
it?
No, shut up.
Oh. Sad face. Oh, there's my daughter. She's so cute. Sad face. Well, okay, so carry on.
So, Dunks, I just want to tell you that the next woman that gets you is a bloody lucky woman. And she has to go through me from now on. Excuse the pun.
Well, what do I say to that?
I think Duncan's edgy, and being edgy is always a good thing. You know,
you always
like to kind of be surprised by people, and he's surprising. What do you think, Duncan? Do you think you're surprising?
I'm surprised by your comments, but and I do appreciate them.
Yes.
And I do try to be a good guy, but sometimes, you know, how just things just get to you and you can't help it. We got another message from Andy.
Andy. Guys, really. Oh, no, Andy's getting political now. Andy is living in Cape Town. He says here, how do you expect the country to move forward without corruption when, W-E-N, the top dog, the president, is the main root of the scandals in the country? Shame. Now, the thing is, Andy...
Well, you voted for him, didn't you?
How do you know who Andy voted for? He lives in the Western Cape and he's got sore balls.
Stereotyping.
He's definitely not our he's not like he lives in Limpopo or Gauteng or in Mpumalanga where there's like a majority ANC. He lives in Cape Town. So he chooses to vote for DA.
Good for him.
There's a very DA, funny enough, years ago they had the slogan called the DA Delivers. And there was this extremely funny, I think it was Wackhead Simpson, who did this really, really funny trick phone call where he phoned the DA and he asked him if they'd deliver a pizza to him.
That's quite funny.
That is quite funny, but I got to put another thing on. Melissa sent us a WeChat.
She didn't deserve you, Duncan. You're amazing. There's no law. Sharing is caring with a man. No thanks, law. Sharing is not caring. Sorry. In the negative.
At this stage in my life, I don't know if I want to share. I want him all to myself.
No, you know what? We all need a bit of, privacy. Privacy in the bedroom. It's important.
We all want to feel cherished.
I've got clean white sheets on today, Dunk.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, this is hell of an awkward ride. Would you like me to leave the room and you guys can take us up yourself? Where's my husband? Come back, Damon. Control her. She's out of control. She's sweating pheromones.
Well, at least I've not been picked on today.
So Damon is currently in Durban.
Yes.
What are they doing there with Unilever?
They're just checking out a new potential sponsor.
Wow, Unilever.
For our brand, for our show.
Never.
Our brand.
Potentially. Who knows?
You know what? Unilever, interesting company. I mean, they're basically a brand. What's it called when you have lots of brands?
Multi-branded company.
Multi-branded company, yeah.
They've got amazing brands, Unilever.
They do Palmolive. They do all sorts of
most,
things.
I think they do most products.
They do most sort of household products. They didn't want to give me a job when I graduated from UCT, but maybe they thought, you know, UCT. Who knows? Anyway.
Did you apply for a job there?
You know, they do these like graduate recruitment weeks.
Like internship stuff.
Yeah. And the guy who interviewed me was 5'3", and I'm like 5'10", and it was so much of awkward. And I like had to lean down to shake his hand when I met him. And I just, for me, I think maybe I was the one who actually then carried that awkwardness afterwards. But anyway, it didn't work well.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Mm.
So yeah.
How many job interviews have you been for?
Not a lot. I don't like them actually.
Yeah. I think I've been for like 3 in my whole life.
And then you became the job interviewer.
We are now to the interviewing, and I have messed up, but nevertheless.
But you couldn't pronounce her name. I mean, wasn't that a bad start? Is it the latest one you've taken on?
What is her name, by the way?
She couldn't pronounce it.
Way, Jose. You just am need to say anything need, about this on
you
air.
You need to go back 3 months of podcasts and you get the name. Hey? But Law, you were so. This is the problem, Law, is you are so optimistic to the point of destruction. You don't have enough pessimism and negativity in your body to guard you against disappointment and failure.
I know.
What do you think, Duncan?
I think so. Another message from Melissa, but anyway,
Melissa, talk to us. Melissa,
I absolutely agree with whatever Bernice is saying.
Yeah, because he just didn't listen to me. Actually,
I did. Actually,
you just saw Melissa.
I just want to comment on
you
that.
You saw Melissa's sexed up SMS and the WeChat message, and yeah.
Don't be so positive, like.
Yeah, stop being positive, right?
Don't be so positive.
Be a bitch and
a bitch from the south.
Be a bitch and be horrible. You know what? I wish I could be, but I must be honest, there's a point that you can take me to and then I can start.
Do you think I'm a bit of a bitch?
Yes.
I think you're more of a realist and you know what you want.
No, I think you can be a bitch. And you will put it out there. Yeah.
So maybe you need to take advantage of this time that we're spending together. Like, I will get more of your kindness and your empathy, and you can just suck up a bit of the negativity and the bitchiness.
Long ago.
Be more aggressive.
Long ago, I've been taking your stuff on because I've wanted to, because I need that bitch in me.
You've got to embrace the bitch in you.
Completely.
We all have a bit of bitchiness
within
us.
But what is a bitch? Define a bitch.
Well, I'm not going to say a bitch because bitch isn't really not, but it's just somebody who's got a little bit more strength and is not afraid
bitches,
to say anything.
Bitches are nasty. Bitches are nasty. If you're bitchy, you're nasty.
I don't want to be a bitch. I want to earn respect.
A bitch is someone that's very upfront. How's that?
Do you think people respect you? I want to be respected.
I think
bitches don't
think
care about respect.
I think generally.
Yeah, see, I think bitches don't care about respect.
Yeah. That's why I had to think about it.
Yeah. See, that's I want to be respected.
Keeping up with the Calvaries, we're about to wrap up.
Melissa says, Duncan sounds so sweet, but when the crap happens to sweet people, they then turn nasty. Don't change, Duncan. I agree. Duncan is so sweet.
That was another Melissa who's also quite gorgeous.
There are so many Melissas who love us.
Yeah, where's the men for me, guys? Come on, man.
It's not coming through,
wrap up for next week.
What have we learned today?
That we don't need Damon on the show.
No, rubbish. We do. I like the balance of the show, though.
I love Duncan. You've got to come more often because we like you.
Duncan was a bit graphic, though, with that one line that he...
No, but that's
okay.
But stop it.
I was a bit caught back. I made sure that my two-year-old daughter had her ears closed, yeah?
No. Listen, what is Cliff Central? It is uncensored.
It's unreal.
And unradio and unreal. Let us be who we are, our own selves.
And
so I agree.
We also learned.
Damon must stop moaning like an old sore man with sore tits.
And we also learned that we will be getting potential candidates for
Lorraine. They're not really coming through just yet. But we
need
to.
Such a bitch. You are such a bitch.
Okay. And it's a heat show up next. Heat show up next. Law, you are such a sweetheart, says Melissa. With Andre Nierveling and Jessica Levitt.
And we're off. I'm going to Cape Town, so I'll speak to you from Cape Town next week. Yeah.
Please do, darling. So it's going to be myself, Damon, and I think we've got a guest. And someone called Carly.
Carly.
But I think we've got is it next week or the week after that we've got a bumper show? I don't know. We'll leave it in the air. It will be a surprise.
Stay tuned to Cliff Central. Up next is
Heat with Jessica Levitt.
And?
Yeah, I feel like I'm here. I've already said this.
Okay.